Good night. I really want to thank the community for coming out, not only for this night, for this particular group, but honoring the young guys that played last year and doing what they were able to accomplish. Thank you to the city of Tucson. Thank you. In regards to tonight, obviously, you know, Connor Wade was pretty special. He had me kind of worried there. Not worried, but we had a 90 pitch count on him, and he got to 91. And I probably jinxed him. In about the seventh inning, I told my coach, Coach Coy, I said, you know, if he gives us a hit here in the next inning, we're going to go get an arm and go for it. But God, he'll be fine. I thought Nick Cunningham did a great job. I was real happy the way we hit with people in scoring position tonight. I thought we did a real good job with people in scoring position in terms of our at-bats, our RBI at-bats. So, good start. Nice start.
What did you say to Connor? You went right out there right after that first hit.
I told him this is your last hitter. I said, you're at a pitch count. This is your last hitter. If you'd like to do something with this guy, so be it. But this is your last hitter, and don't argue. It's the first game of 56, so relax and do what you need to do with this particular hitter, and then you're out.
He worked a lot on an out pitch all off season. How do you think he did this game?
You know, I think if you talk to him, he'll probably say he didn't do as well as he wanted to in some respects. He was deep in the count a couple times, things like that. I was very pleased. I really was. I mean, for the most part, you know, we're always asking for what location we get after we call it, and for the most part, he was pretty good. He was pretty good. I he's got some room to grow. Who doesn't? You know, but all in all, it's a pretty good night.
Obviously, the stats were good, but how do you feel he handled the Friday night starter role?
Well, one hit in seven innings is pretty good. Yeah, he did it. It was okay. I hope he does that a lot. I think he did a good job, and the thing that pleased me the most is, you know, there was a lot of area to be distracted tonight, and rightly so. And I'm glad. I hope we have this again real soon. Distracted first night, but you know, for the most part, I mean, I thought he did a marvelous job. A lot of things going on, you know, a lot of that. I mean, short of a couple of elephants and a giraffe in center field, I mean, it was all going here. So, but I am thankful. I really am thankful. Really thankful. So I thought he did a good job. I thought the young guys did a good job with that.
Can you talk about Scott Kingery?
Yeah. You know, that's a pretty sweet story because he had mononucleosis. Yeah. He did not practice for the first 4 weeks of January. So, I mean, he missed pretty much all of it. He looked good tonight. He looked really good tonight. He had a spectacular fall for us. He had about 480 in the fall and did a marvelous job. So, you know, we were hoping. I honestly was hoping he'd be back for the San Jose State series. Boy, it's good to have him in the lineup.
What does a game like this for a freshman, how much confidence?
Well, again, I'll say it again. I was really pleased with the way the young guys handled the night that it was. It was a very distracting night for, you know, I mean, a lot of things going on. And they did a marvelous job with it. I thought they did a great job of just, you know, going about it the right way and taking their bats and, you know, soaking it all in, but still concentrating on the game.
What kind of role can Cunningham have for you?
Boy, I hope he's a long relief on the weekends and a midweek starter on the midweek. We're going to start him on Tuesday now at Long Beach State based off of tonight. He's had a good fall for us. He really has. So it's a senior year. There's a couple guys like that. Hale, himself, Matthew. Those guys have been here for 4 years. They've been a part of a national championship. I'm really hoping that they kind of all have figured it out now. It's time to blossom. Yeah, like a Bobby Brown type deal. Yeah.
You mentioned the distraction.
Got good velocity, 90-92. Yeah.
You mentioned the distractions.
Well, good distractions.
I was going to say, how special a night is this for
you? Oh, man, like I said, I can't thank the city of Tucson, Greg Byrne, President Hart, Rocky LaRose, the administration. I mean, you know, and again, the city of Tucson for coming out. What was the attendance today?
5,100.
Was it really? Again, a really deep-hearted thank you to the city of Tucson. And not for me. I mean, you know, if I had my way, I'd sit in the dugout way back in the corner and just watch you. Now, practices belong to me. That's the rule I have my players. Practice belong to me. Games belong to you. And but I'm really thankful that they came out and watched these young guys perform.
But do you allow yourself to, I mean, will you remember this night, celebrate the national championship? I mean, do you get